With STPB News, I'm John Wynn. Governor Kristi Noem wants lawmakers back for a special session in late May or early June. She wants legislators to address several issues, changes to a medical marijuana program, and what to do with new coronavirus relief money. As STPB's Lee Strubinger reports, Noem also wants action that could face an uphill challenge in the state Senate.
Governor Noem issued two executive orders moments after state lawmakers failed to approve changes to a partial veto on the bill. Noem says her orders are meant to protect women's high school and collegiate sports. Critics say the move targets the transgender community. Noem says her orders are temporary until legislators convene.
It's all about fair play and fair competition. And that's what Title IX was when it was established decades ago, and that's what we're interested in protecting. So I think that these two executive orders are a temporary fix, but it also sends a pretty clear message to the legislature that I want them to address them in the coming months.
Some in the Senate say the South Dakota High School Athletics Association already has a policy to address the issue. It requires prospective transgender girl athletes get a waiver and submit doctors and psychiatrist notes proving they're transgender. An independent hearing officer determines whether they could have a competitive advantage. Lee Schoenbeck is the leader of the Senate. During an episode of South Dakota Focus ahead of veto day, he said a special session is not needed.
I couldn't get drunk enough to think about how you'd have a special session on transgender. That would be the dumbest special session we ever had in South Dakota.
However, now Schoenbeck says he's looking to be a problem solver on the issue and says he's working on a solution. Legislators will also consider changes to a medical marijuana program to prevent minors from inhaling marijuana and limit cultivation to just three plants. The other matter up for consideration in a special session is how to spend a new round of federal pandemic relief funding that will total about $1.4 billion. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
South Dakota tourism officials say there are indications the summer tourist season is shaping up to be a strong one following a year of limited travel due to the coronavirus pandemic. Tourism Secretary Jim Hagan says traffic on the state's tourism website is tracking 55% ahead of last year. In addition, state officials say the Department of Tourism's vacation guide has been downloaded at record numbers, and electronic newsletter subscriptions are up 29%. Tourism is one of South Dakota's top industries and generated about $3 billion in spending last year. That's down from a record $4 billion in 2019. A new health sciences building is going up at the University of South Dakota, and a $1 million gift will help build out a new dental clinic. SDPB's Kyle Ireland has more.
The three-story building will have 45,000 square feet. It will include classrooms, labs, simulation centers, and study spaces for students. The building will also feature a new dental hygiene clinic. A $1 million gift from Delta Dental will outfit the new clinic with state-of-the-art equipment. Haifa Samra is the dean of the School of Health Sciences. She says unifying various health sciences programs into one building will improve the learning environment for students.
Our students and faculty have been dreaming about this building for quite some time, and we are excited to soon call it home.
Over the last decade, more than 4,000 people have earned degrees from the USD School of Health Sciences. More than 60% live and work in South Dakota after graduation. The school contains 9 departments, 22 programs, 2 dental hygiene clinics, and 2 public service centers. Sheila Gestring is the president of the university. She says the project is financed with many different sources.
So it was $5 million from the state of South Dakota and $4.5 million from an anonymous donation. And then the balance of the $22.5 million total package comes from higher education facility fee funds from the Board of Regents.
Gestring says the only disruption for students should be in changes to the parking situation around campus. The building is projected to be complete in August of 2023. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kyle Ireland.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social
and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.